Hey everyone, it's your girl Joanna Melanie Hamilton back with another podcast. I'm your girl and I'm your host of this wonderful podcast. So join me for this week's Lock Talk number 2. I think what I'm going to do from now on is stem from the first segment and just be like Lock Talk number 2, Lock Talk number 3, and so on. So if that interests you guys should definitely make sure you guys check out my podcast. I am also on YouTube at Joanna Melanie, so you guys can follow me. It's my name and then my middle name. And also, if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, what are you doing over there? Go follow me at underscore Joanna Hamilton where I post the pics and episodes. All right, so let's get into this podcast. All right, so in today's Lock Talk, you know, I just felt inspired to come on and share this journey with you guys and be as transparent as possible. Excuse me, can't speak right now. But something I really want to share with you guys is about my lock journey is not letting others control how you wear your hair. I know that sounds like a cliche and it might sound like, ooh, what is she talking about? Well, I mean, sometimes oftentimes, more than likely or not, a lot of people start their lock journey because they want to wear their natural hair out and they want to embrace their natural hair for their true beauty. But what is true beauty? Is it really in locks? Absolutely. I would say the lock journey is for people that really have been through a lot and really wants to, you know, express themselves creatively, through their hair. I mean, everybody that listens to my podcast, I hope you guys are being blessed. I send blessings your way. But also, it's just because, like, the lock journey allows you to be raw, and it allows you to be emotional, and it allows you to be transparent. Like, no other journey. Like, a natural hair journey, all right. You can cover your natural hair, but you can do a lot of stuff to it. Once you decide to take the deep water plunge, and I say water because, you know, water's deep. So once you decide to take that plunge of starting your lock journey, it's a whole different you. It's a different ballgame in these streets, in this natural hair community or locked community. And so the lock journey is very, very different and it's unique and it's beautiful in its own way because you have to go through so many stages. Now, let me make a disclaimer. I don't call my locks dreads because there's nothing dreadful about them, one. Number two, I don't say there's an ugly stage. I just never wore my hair out because, like, my hair is, like, my biggest insecurity. Because hair is part of beauty, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You dig? Anyways, so, like, I haven't worn my hair out since the pandemic. And I was kind of okay with that. My hair was growing. Like, my natural hair journey, I loved it so much. But I was just like, let's try something new that I've been itching and dying to do. It's not my lock journey. So, I decided to take the plunge. And, it's been a rocky time, but I think I'm going to continue. Now, you guys should definitely tune in and chime in and go follow me on Instagram. I'm going to post this podcast. And you guys should make sure you guys go follow me over there and join me in the comment section. But like I said, the long journey is raw and authentic. It's beautiful. And in every step of the way, like from your first day to year 20, like, so many things happen in people's lives, and people go through so many things. And I just came to encourage you guys. So, if you're feeling like you really want to start your lock journey, hey there, I'm your motivation. Because I've been on my lock journey for 2 months. I'll be 2 months. August. My bad. My fault. September 19th. So, I'll be 2 months. And let me tell you, these 2 months have been the rockiest, most toughest moments of my life. But I'm just, every time I think about my locks, I'm like, ooh, another reason to push forward. Sometimes you got to give yourself that extra push. You got to be you and stop being your own worst enemy. Like, sometimes, oftentimes, we are our worst enemy, for crying out loud. Like, we are the most toughest on ourselves. We are our biggest critics. We don't give ourselves a break. We don't give ourselves a breath. We don't give ourselves a chance to breathe. So, here's that opportunity. As you listen to this podcast, I want you to be motivated and inspired to continue on your lock journey. As you listen to this podcast, if you are not locked, I want to motivate you and inspire you to start your lock journey because I am a content creator and that's what content creators do. They inspire others to do what they're doing or do the best of what they're doing or start a hair journey. So I'm here to just inspire you guys with words of encouragement, words of hope, and words of peace, words of light, and words of love. I hope that if you guys are thinking about starting your locks, you take that plunge and start it, boo. You take that plunge and start it, sir. Nobody's going to love you like you love you. Nobody's going to walk in your shoes like you've walked in your shoes. Nobody's going to be there for you like you've been there for yourself. So take time to reflect. Take a time to breathe. Take a time to rest. But remember, the journey keeps going. It only gets tougher from here, but it gets easier. You know? As we come down to a close of this year, 2021 has been a year for everybody. Not just me, not just my listeners, but the whole entire world has been affected and is being shaped. So basically want to recover after a pandemic. Where do we go from here? What do we do here? How did we get here? How do we allow ourselves to go from point A to point Z? Like we're already at the end of the alphabet. But yes, I'm just wanting to spread some encouraging words. If you're going to start your life journey, do it. Be brave, be bold, and most of all, be you. So yeah, being your authentic self, being the real you, allowing yourself to be raw and authentic with yourself, just yourself, not with nobody, because I'm going to touch on two things in this podcast. One, locks and relationships. So I hope that you guys take something from this and that you guys listen to the words pronounced out of my mouth onto this podcast and that you guys are blessed and that you guys take away some inspirational moments and that you guys bring more than what you're bringing to the table now. It's time to really step the bar here. Set the game high. Set the standards high. Stop being immature. Stop being foolish. Go after your dreams. The best way you know how, with God, of course, because I'm a Christian young lady. But I just came on here to really encourage you guys, you know, because my life journey hasn't been easy. To make it to 2 months, that's amazing. Like, we're sticking this thing out because we know that we have beautiful, long, thick hair to grow. And yes, people are going to stare. And yes, people aren't going to like my locks. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to take what other people say and just brush it off. Because other people's opinions of you don't matter. It really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, what you do with your hair is your business, right? Everybody likes to walk around and try to tell people what to do with their hair. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you are a locked guru, I don't call myself a lock guru, but if you're a locked person, you can give out lock advice. There's no problem with advice. But when it comes to, let me give you guys an example. When it comes to, like, oh, well, if I'm going somewhere, you know, my hair doesn't look a certain way and my hair doesn't look appealing and I should throw a wig on my locks. Like, no. Stuff like that, I feel like, is borderline a no-no for me. So we're really going to touch on some deep topics today. And I just hope that you guys brace yourself for the words that I have to say. And I hope that you guys get something from this. Be inspired. Be renewed. Be renowned. Be you. Because it's all that you can be authentically. Whether you're a Christian or not, I'm a Christian. Or you're not a Christian or you're atheist, you can still be you. Because all you do is got to show up to the table with yourself. Because at the end of the day, who you sleeping with? Yourself. And so that's what really matters. Seeing you for who you truly are and realizing, okay, I need to work on these things. These things can improve. These things can stay. These things can grow. These things can go. So at some point in your life, you're going to have to grow up. I'm preaching to myself too, but some point in life, you're going to have to step up the bar. Set the bar, set the standards high for yourself. Don't ever lower your self-worth because of somebody else. You feel me? And so we're going to touch on locks and relationships. So, yeah, that's my little piece. Many more pieces to come, but I just want you guys to know that, hey, we're all in this together, whether we like it or not. The pandemic has touched everybody, has moved everybody. Everybody's felt it. Everybody's mourning the loss of somebody. Everybody's going through something. So the most that you can do is be kind, be loving, be awesome, be authentic, be real, be genuine. Show up as who you'd show up to your younger self. You know that quote that says, be the person that you need to be when you were younger. Be that person. All right, so the first thing I want to touch on are locks. Locks are basically a hairstyle where you basically twist up your hair and you allow it to get knotted. And the knots, you can no longer take them out. They become permanent. That's basically an overview of locks. What do locks mean to me? Locks, for me, have always been a pretty admirable hairstyle, but I also feel like they're revolutionary. Like, they set the standards high for those that are loose natural, because it's like, oh, well, loose naturals, you know, got it all together. No, locked people do. Because locked people have endured so many stages of their hair. Locked people have it all together because they've endured a process, a time of patience, a time of endurance, a time of weeping, a time of crying, a time of happiness, and a time of joy. They have endured the most. I'm not saying that locked people aren't better than loose naturals, but locked people got something on loose naturals. Just because their hair is loose and their hair is locked. Like, our locks tell a story, like the Yanni the lockologist would say in her videos, that locks tell a story. So, yeah, and if you have locks, make sure that you follow me on Instagram because I post my lock content over there. And hit me up in the chat. I'll be more than happy to help you guys with any questions you guys may have and or anything you would like for me to post about. But yeah, locks are revolutionary. Locks are love. Locks are peace. Locks are beautiful. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. I'm tired of people talking about locks. Like, you don't got locks? Hush. Lock your mouth. Oh, because people stay be thinking that they're better than everybody else because of their hairstyles. First of all, I can do my hair. Second of all, I don't have to look like everybody else. Like, there was points where it's just like, I want to cut off my hair and just be bald for the rest of my life. But I'm like, my hair has the potential to grow. Hello. Whew, excuse me for the yawn. But I'm just saying, like, locks are beautiful. And I'm not going to let nobody else ever in their life tell me anything different. I don't care what other people want to think. And that's the realest thing you're ever going to hear from me say on this platform. I could care less what other people think. Not that I'm not taking people's opinion into consideration, but it's just like people's opinion and what actually happens is two different things. Y'all gotta remember that. Here's the real advice. People's opinion and what's actually going on in the situation is two different things. Because people's opinions are basically people, outsiders, looking in. Think of your life as a glass. Or think of it as like picture, I don't know, something transparent. Those people looking in have an opinion on the transparency, whether they like it or not, but the transparency is still there, right? So that's how it is with locks. Like, whether you like locks or not, people are still gonna have them. They're being transparent. They're allowing their hair to go through all types of stages, and I do not endorse the ugly stage. The ugly stage and anything ugly is not in my book, not in this year. This year is a year of growth and transformation, wisdom, knowledge, and everything that God wants me to have in this life. This is not a year to be like, oh, my locks are going through an ugly stage. No, they're not. They're going through the stages that they're supposed to go through. And all who doesn't like it can, kick rocks and hit rock bottom and get on with their life. But for those that want to start their life journey, hey, it's me talking to you there. Listening in the car, listening on the radio, wherever this podcast may be streaming. You might listen to my podcast and you might think, what is this girl chatting about? She's talking it up again. I'm going to tune in and subscribe to the greatness because that's just it. And so locks are really just an amazing hairstyle. Like, locks are versatile. Locks are beautiful. Locks are, everything that you can imagine and more. And that's my 2 cents on locks. So yeah, my mom came in and I got some water because I have a headache. But anyways, the show must go on. So what I was saying about locks and dating was that I'm so sorry, guys. I'm not feeling well, so make sure you guys tune in on the next Lock Talk. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, and subscribe on my YouTube channel. You guys can go over there and check me out at Joanna Melanie Hamilton. On my Instagram, it's _Joanna Hamilton, so make sure you guys follow me over there. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.